This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Braj
and Richard Bradbury.
Arvind, let's jump straight into your story before we wrap up our poll numbers and our Twitter messages and Instagram messages. What's next on our stories for today?
Yeah, so Malaysia has ranked among the top 10 best places in the world for startups to thrive. And this is according to Startup Genome. So Startup Genome is an organization that helps governments accelerate its startup ecosystem. And they released a report called the Global Startup Ecosystem Report 2020. And the report assesses startup ecosystems across 100 countries and puts them into a top 30 list. So MDEC did was they contacted Startup Genome at the start of 2020 to benchmark the country's capital, KL, against 250 other ecosystems around the world. And as it turns out, Startup Genome ranked Malaysia's capital top 10 in emerging ecosystems in performance and top 20 in emerging ecosystem for talents. The report also revealed that KL is an ideal location for startups due to its low cost, fast-track visas, robust government support, and high quality of living and for talent. And it also offered guidance to both public and private business owners on how they can foster a thriving startup ecosystem. It also provides a guide to governments on how they can leverage tech ecosystems to start recovering from the coronavirus lockdown. And MDEC, obviously, they are happy about the report numbers, about what the report has to say. But I wanted to bring this up because I had a chat with a few startups in Singapore last year. So normally I do the Web in Travel conference in October every year. And they said the only difference between the startup scene in Malaysia and Singapore is that Singapore has better contacts. It's a better network system. So it's a better platform for foreign companies to invest in, and it makes it easier for them. But other than that, they said in terms of like robustness, Singapore and KL are almost identical in terms of the potential, the opportunities, the talent, even the low cost, and just the ripeness of the industry to thrive.
And it's also very diverse, right? So we always compare, right? So like Malaysia and Singapore, we're very competitive in this aspect, but I personally believe Malaysia is a lot more diverse than in Singapore. Although granted, Singapore has its pros, but it also has its cons, right? In the sense that you're only catering to that, that amount of population. Whereas in Malaysia, it's at least a little bit wider. So, I always feel like it's always, perhaps, Malaysia is like an ideal sweet spot for you to kind of like start something and then grow and venture out into different markets. Because starting out in Singapore, I feel, I don't know, it could be wrong, but it feels like starting out in Singapore is probably a lot more challenging, harder. The cost is definitely higher. Whereas here in Malaysia, I think in Malaysia is an ideal hotbed for startups and entrepreneurs. And also we've got, with the local players like, MDEC and Magic, and not forgetting, you've also got a ton of, private angel investors or even banks, financial institutions that are, tapping into the SME market, knowing the potential of, the startup scene and what it could actually bring. And we've got a lot of, personal champions as well, even though, they're not really based here in Malaysia anymore, but many of them, have gone on and been successful. And of course, none bigger than Grab itself, right? Starting off with MyTaxi in Malaysia.
And it's also not saturated, so that's the best part. It's still wide open.
Yeah, and you've got urban areas like Kuala Lumpur and Penang, and then you've got the suburban areas where it's like the Petaling Jaya, Klang, Subang, and then you've got the sort of the outskirts, right, which has not really caught up with the urban kind of way of doing things, and then you've even got across the South China Sea, you've got Sabah and Sarawak, which will provide you with another new opportunity to tap into an existing kind of like growing market that relies on new kind of innovative models. So it's a very interesting way when you look at it. We're like, wow, and geographically wise, like we're right smack in the center where if you were to build a spider web, you always want to start in the center. So Malaysia is definitely a sweet spot in that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we've been asking you today throughout the entire show since the RMCO started. Are you cooking at home or eating out more? Thank you all so much for the Twitter poll, comments, messages on WhatsApp, Instagram. Let's wrap up the Twitter poll numbers. Arv?
Yeah, so it is at 57.6% for cooking, 19.8% for eating out, and 22.6% for takeaway.
And Richard, what do we have on Instagram?
We have 65% for people cooking and 35% for people eating out.
And wrapping up, I'll just pick one more from WhatsApp. And I think this is a sentiment that we all share. Number ending with 7607 saying that we always love cooking from home even before the MCO. Love the cooking process, but not the cleaning part.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
So we've been
I wish that part wasn't there at all.
you know, once you're done cooking, like robots just come and, you know, do cleaning and stuff. It's kind of like a bit of the Jetsons in a way, right?
Jetsons, yeah.
Or a dishwasher, you know, instead of robots, just get a dishwasher. A little bit cheaper, a little bit more economical.
Dishwasher, you know, doesn't work when my cooking is, you know, half oil and half food, you know. So, you know.
That's a good point, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe you shouldn't be cooking for us after all, Jeff. I don't know.
Anyways, that was our main story for today as we spoke to Julie Ng, the CEO and the co-founder of Vast.ai, talking about the food habits changes during the RMCO period. Following that, Rich, we spoke about...
We spoke about how our interaction with food and how that has changed during COVID.
Then we finished with how Malaysia has ranked among the top 10 best places in the world for startups to thrive.
And coming up later on is the Breakfast Grill replay. We will be speaking to Lee Sang Hui, the CEO of Manulife Holdings, as a multinational insurance company and financial services provider. Manulife Holdings Berhad is not exempt from feeling the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lee Sang Hui and its chief executive officer explores how said industry is faring, as well as how the company is bouncing back from the economic downturn. All that is coming up on the Breakfast Grill replay at 1 p.m. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvind Yuvaraj and Richard Bradbury. Have a lovely weekend. And if you miss any parts of today's show or even the previous shows that happen at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, you know where to get them. BFM.my or get the BFM app. We're also available on Spotify. Have a lovely weekend. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.